弟兄姐妹们朋友们平安。
Peace be with you。
让我们在这个主日的单站上应的啊，敬畏神得以成圣是2019年教会在主日讲台传讲信息的中心主题。
As was printed on the cover of our bulletin, you can see that the perfecting holiness, our reverence for God, is the church theme of 2019.
敬畏神得以成圣这七个字啊，来自于我们刚才读的哥林多后书七章第一节的经文。
Perfecting holiness, our reverence for God, comes from the scripture that we have just read.
这是一个意义很深、内容很广的主题。
The theme is very deep and wide.
那我们今天在有限的时间里面呢，只能稍稍的看一看。想一想啊，前面的三个字敬畏神有关的这些圣经的经文。
May we use the limited time today to take a look and think about the first three words here, that is fearing God.
我用现有的这个查询的工具啊，在中文的和合本圣经里面来搜寻敬畏的这个词啊，结果出现了191次。
If you look at the Chinese Bible, you can see that fearing God, the word fearing, appears 191 times.
其中呢，除了少数是对君王、对主人或对圣人的敬畏，绝大多数啊是关乎敬畏耶和华、敬畏神、敬畏主和敬畏基督。
Apart from a few times that was used towards masters, saints, or special people, kings, for example, the rest are all used to talk about fearing God, fearing Christ.
对应于中文和合本圣经中敬畏神这个词啊，在英文的版本，特别是英王的钦定本 KJV 里面呢，基本上都翻译成 fear God。
So fearing God in Chinese Union version is called 敬畏神, but in the English version, especially in the King James version, it's just mentioned fearing God.
如果再从英文翻译成中文的话，就是怕神。
Strict translation from the English to Chinese would means be afraid of God.
在中文和合本圣经里面呢，怕神这个词呢出现了七次。它的意思和敬畏神呢，基本是相同的。
So in Chinese Union version, the translation there, actually, afraid of God also appears seven times. It has the same meaning as fearing God.
弟兄姐妹比较熟悉的圣经经文里面呢，有箴言的九章十节这样说。
For the Bible verses that we might be familiar with, we can think about the proverb, chapter 9, verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
意思就是说，真正的智慧呢，是从惧怕神开始的。
What it means is that true wisdom comes from fear of God.
那在箴言中的另外一节经文，在十四章二十七节这样说。
There is another verse in chapter 14, verse 27 of Proverbs.
敬畏耶和华是生命的泉源，可以使人远离死亡的网络。
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death.
意思就是说啊，惧怕神可以使我们脱离死亡，得着生命。
What it means is that fear of God would allow us to escape the snare of death and gain life.
文斌弟兄在上一次的福音主日的信息中也提到啊，当年与耶稣基督一同钉在十字架上有两位强盗。
So a few weeks ago, Brother Yu Wenbin, when he's giving the delivering the Gospel Sunday, he mentioned when Jesus was on the cross, there are two thieves nearby.
其中一位啊，因为不怕神而灭亡。另一位呢，因为是怕神，就信了耶稣基督而得救。
The two thieves were also put on the cross. One of them because he did not fear God, so he perished. The other one believed in Jesus Christ, so he accepted Christ and have eternal life.
然而啊，当我们在传福音，在扶持软弱的弟兄姐妹的时候呢，不带讲要怕神，而是说啊，不要怕，只要信。
Usually when we spread the gospel, we will talk about usually we don't talk about fearing of God, but instead we will say that don't be afraid, but just accept Christ and believe.
这呢是在马可福音的五章三十六节，耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说，不要怕，只要信。
This was recorded in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5 verse 36. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe.
那现今的基督徒的软弱啊，常常表现在搞不清是要怕还是不怕。
So the weakness of modern day Christians, a lot of time is manifested in the fact that we don't understand when to be afraid of and when to be, do not be afraid.
也分不清楚是该怕什么或不该怕什么。
And we couldn't distinguish what to be afraid of or not to be afraid of.
我们怕得罪老板。
We are afraid of offending our boss.
我们害怕得罪领导，害怕得罪啊其他有权柄有势力的人。
Offending the leadership or people in authority.
却常常不怕得罪赐下各样权柄的天上的神。
But we are not afraid of God who gave the ultimate authority to everyone in charge.
我们怕在世上经历风浪，却不怕能够兴起风浪，却能够使风浪止息的主。
We are afraid of storms in our life, but we are not afraid of our Lord, who is the one who starts the storm and who can also calm the storm.
那我常常举的一个简单的例子就是啊，我们如果去见地上的老板的时候啊，我们很少会迟到。
I usually quote this simple example. When we come to meet our boss, usually we won't be late.
那我们来教会敬拜天上的神的时候啊，常常会迟到。
But when we come to worship our God in the church, a lot of times we will be late.
弟兄姐妹不应该因为看到有人聚会迟到就论断说他是不爱主不敬畏神。
We shouldn't judge on others who are late to a gathering and said that maybe he or she did not love God.
也许他正在做爱主敬畏神的事情而耽误了前来的行程。
Because it might perfectly be the case that he or she is working on things entrusted to him or her from our Lord. That's the reason that he or she was late.
但是呢，我希望常常迟到的弟兄姐妹啊，要反省自己是不是真正的敬畏神。
But for those of you, our brothers and sisters who are late frequently, maybe you should reflect yourself whether you are in fear of God.
那不少的基督徒在婚姻当中遇到困难的时候啊，因为害怕没法过上他所期望的美好生活呢。而选择逃避做丈夫和做妻子的责任。
A lot of brothers and sisters in marriage, when they encounter difficulties, or be afraid of the fact that maybe the marriage is not really what they expected, they would try to avoid their responsibility.
他们会找各样的理由要离婚。却不害怕将来见主面的时候是如何去交账。
And they would try to come up with various reasons to ask for divorce instead of worrying that when they meet our God, they need to be accountable.
到底怕什么不怕什么？到底怕还是不怕？其实呢，主耶稣啊，他的话呢早已经讲得清清楚楚、明明白白。
To be afraid or not to be afraid. In fact, this is all said by God, by Jesus Christ himself.
在马太福音的第十章二十八节，耶稣说：“那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。”
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
只有神啊，才能把人的身体或灵魂都灭在地狱里。
Only God can destroy body and hell in body and soul in the hell.
所以啊，我们要惧怕神，要敬畏神。
Therefore, we should fear God and worship Him as well.
那其他的一切人啊、事啊、物啊， 包括世上的各样的艰难和各种的灾祸，都不过是杀人身体，不能灭人的灵魂。
For all the other things, other people, including calamities or troubles or disasters, they could at most kill the human body, but could not destroy our soul.
因此呢，我们信了主耶稣，依靠主耶稣，就不再害怕了。
Therefore, for those of us who trust in the Lord, we should not be afraid.
中文中这个敬畏这个词啊，不但是有害怕的意思，也就是说其中有畏啊，还包含敬，就是严肃、认真的意思。
In Chinese, the translation of the phrase "fear the law" actually it also includes reverence to the law in the sense that in awe of the law.
也就是说，在至高的权威的面前呢，做事严肃，免犯错误。
In other words, in front of the ultimate God, I mean the ultimate supreme authority, we should be careful and strict in working.
敬畏神呢，不是因为害怕神。逃避神。
So, when we talk about fearing God, it doesn't really mean just afraid and try to avoid Him.
因为躲避神是罪人的特征，就如亚当夏娃在犯罪以后啊，听见了神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华的面。
Because avoiding God is the characteristic of a sinner. You remember that in the Old Testament, it mentioned that when Adam and Eve, after they sinned, they tried to avoid God's face by hiding themselves in the garden.
敬畏神啊，是要严肃认真的来到至高的神的面前，谨慎不懈怠的遵行神的旨意，避免犯任何得罪神的错误。
So fear of God means that we should strictly follow his guidance and make sure that we do not commit mistakes.
敬畏神对于我们基督徒啊至关重要，但是呢不是容易做到的事情。
Fear of the law is very important for Christians, but it's not easy task.
那我们今天就用几个敬畏神的人物的例子呢，来思想什么是敬畏神，也学习如何敬畏神。
We are going to use some examples in the Bible to learn about this lesson.
那我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
荣耀尊贵的天父上帝。
Our glorious Father.
求你今天开我们的心眼。
May you open our heart.
让我们从你所启示的圣经敬畏中看到什么是对你的敬畏。
So that we can see your reverence and know how to fear you from the examples in the Bible.
让我们效法圣经里的榜样，成为真正敬畏神的人。
May we follow the models in the Bible that we become a true person that is fear of you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要看的圣经里的第一个敬畏神的人物呢，就是亚伯拉罕。
The first person that we are going to look at is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是基督徒啊都非常熟悉的圣经的人物，他是因信称义的榜样。
So Abraham again is a character, a great model of justification by faith.
他在顺从神的呼召，从本乡本土到迦南地寄居的许多的年日里面啊，蒙神的恩典，经历神的同在，信心不断在增长。
So he obeyed the calling of God and left his hometown to settle down in the land of Canaan.
在亚伯拉罕经历了许多事情的磨练以后啊，神要试验他，来显明他信心的真实状况。
So after many experiences in the guidance of the Lord, God was trying to test his faith.
神向他说话。让他带着他所爱的独生的儿子以撒往摩利亚地去，在神所指示的山上把以撒献为燔祭。
So God tested him and asked him to bring his only son Isaac to offer burnt offering in a mountain in the land of Moriah.
那这是匪夷所思的艰难的事情。
This is an unimaginable task.
然而呢，亚伯拉罕没有质疑神的命令，也没有求神收回成命，而是完全的顺服。
But Abraham did not question God's command, but just follow his command.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也撇好了献燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示的地方去了。
In the morning, he got up early, brought Isaac and also two servants together with the wood that is needed for burnt offering, and they set out to the place.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地望见那地方，就留下他的仆人啊和驴在中途等候。
In the third day, he saw the place and left the two servants and also donkey at a place, and he himself went with Isaac to the wood.
把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒的身上，自己呢手里拿着刀和火啊，二人一同走向目的地。
Isaac was carrying the wood, and he himself just brought with him wood and fire.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Once they came to the designated place, Abraham built an altar and put wood on it.
正当亚伯拉罕伸手拿刀要杀他儿子的时候，
He also put Isaac there, and just at the moment that he was going to kill Isaac with his knife.
在创世纪的二十二章十一到十二节这样说：耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。”因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 11 But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
当我们读圣经读到这个地方的时候啊，通常呢都看到了亚伯拉罕信心的巅峰。
So when you read the Bible, usually we would say that Abraham is at the peak of his faith.
然而啊，当耶和华的使者从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕，制止他用刀杀以撒的时候啊，并没有说，现在我知道你是信神的了。
But when the angel stopped Abraham, called out to him from harming the boy, he did not say that, now I know that you love God.
而是说，我现在知道你是敬畏神的了。
But rather said that, now I know that you are fear of God.
可见真实的信心一定包含对神当有的敬畏。
So it means that a true faith should include a fear of God.
那在这里呢，亚伯拉罕敬畏神呢，表现在他没有将他的儿子，就是他的独生子留下不给神。
Abraham is in fear of God, and this is manifested in the fact that he didn't withhold his son from God.
那对于亚伯拉罕来说啊，他的独生爱子以撒啊，是他一切所有的人事物当中最宝贵、最不能舍弃的。
To Abraham, Isaac means the most precious thing that he could not lose.
亚伯拉罕能够没有留下以撒，表明他可以把自己的一切都奉献给神。
The fact that he did not withhold Isaac from the Lord means that he could offer everything to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕献以撒的这件事情啊，在记载圣经里面呢，是要让我们知道啊。真正敬畏神的人呢，可以把自己的一切在神所需要的时候毫无保留地奉献给神。
And this example tells us that for a person who's really in trust of the Lord, he could offer everything for him.
我们来学习亚伯拉罕的例子的时候啊，不要等到当神明确地要求我们把我们舍不得的东西献出来的时候再学习。
But when we try to learn from Abraham as an example, we shouldn't wait until the last minute that when God asks us to offer the most precious things that we have.
当我们以前鼓励弟兄要爱妻子为妻子舍己的时候啊，有一个弟兄就说，那在战争年代啊，我可以给我的妻子挡子弹啊，那现在 我怎么来为我的妻子舍己呢？
So when we are talking about we should love our wife and sacrifice for her, then some brothers once told me this story. Well, in the old time, I should probably, you know, took a bullet for her. But nowadays, we don't even have such situations. What should I do?
实际上，做丈夫要为妻子舍己，可以在许多小事上做起啊。
In fact, if a husband is going to sacrifice or offer for his wife, he could just start with very small things.
我今天不讲，大家自己去体会。
I'm not going to mention examples, but you should try to think about it yourself.
我们每天可以学习把一些时间献出来给神啊，来祷告、读经、灵修，来好亲近神来明白神的旨意。
And for Christians, we should devote sometimes every day to meditate, to study scriptures, and to pray to Him. In other words, to set aside some time for our Lord.
我们可以学习把自己的金钱、财物的一部分拿出来献给神啊，来支持教会的事工，来帮助他人的需要。
And we can set aside part of our possessions like money to be for the work of the Lord and also for people in need.
我们还可以把自己的一些休闲的时间献出来，来帮助教会的事情或帮助弟兄姐妹做事情。
And we could also set aside some of our free time to help other people in some tasks and help brothers and sisters.
当我们在数算自己的日子，清点自己的财务的时候啊，要越来越清楚地认识到自己的生命和所有的一切都是属于神的。
When we count our days and also count our wealth, our wealth, we should understand that all of these comes from the Lord.
我们今天要看的，在圣经里面第二个例子，就是敬畏神的人物的例子，就是约伯。
The second example of people who are in fear of God or who fear God is Job.
圣经里面是这样介绍他的。是在约伯记的一章一节。
It's mentioned in Job chapter 1 verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
In the land of Uz there lived a man whose name was Job.
约伯蒙神赐福啊，他生了七个儿子，三个女儿，还拥有丰厚的家产和许多的仆婢。在东方人中就为自大。
So Job was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. And he was blessed with 7 sons and 3 daughters. He is the greatest. He was the greatest among people in the Oriental.
约伯的儿女们也是很有福的啊，他们彼此相亲相爱。他的儿子按着日子，隔在自己家里面摆设宴宴啊，请他们的三个姊妹来一同吃喝。
So His kids are also were also blessed. In particular, his sons would have whole banquet regularly and invited their sisters to join their banquet.
约伯不但自己远离恶事，也要求自己的儿女们啊远离恶事。
Not just that Job shined evil, he actually asked his kids to shine evil as well.
在约伯记的一章五节这样说。宴宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按照他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说：“恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。”约伯常常这样行。
Job chapter 1 verse 5. When a period of feasting and had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them.Thinking perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
从约伯的榜样啊，我们可以看到敬畏神的另外一个重要表现呢，就是远离恶事。
So from the model of Job, we can see that the characteristic of fear God, another one of them, is that we should shun evil.
所谓的恶事就是顺从肉体的情欲所行的一切犯罪的弃掉神的事情。
Evilness means that anything that allows us to distance from God, the things that are not pleasing to God.
根据新约圣经或旧约圣经的一些经节啊，我们可以把犯罪的恶事 列成一系列的清单。
So according to what is written in the Bible, we can list those evil things in a list.
在信仰方面的恶事包括啊，不信真神，敬拜偶像，妄称神的名，邪荡、邪术、异端、怨恨神等等。
And so in the faith, it includes not believing in God, worshipping idol, calling God's name in vain,witchcraft, heresy, or resentment of God.
在身体方面的恶事，包括放纵情欲、玷污身体、同性性行为、醉酒、荒宴、污秽、淫荡、苟合、奸淫等等。
Evil things related to our body involves indulgence of lust, homosexuality, drunkenness, extravagant feast, filth, or sexual immorality.
在心思意念的恶事呢，包括骄傲、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、嫉妒、增进、诡诈、仇恨、恼怒等等。
Evilness in our heart means includes proudness, evilness. There are many things characters here, including jealousy or competition or cunningness or hatred, angerness.
在人际关系方面的恶事包括谗毁、谤毒、背后说人、侮慢人、狂傲、自夸、捏造恶事。作假见证、违背父母、背约、无亲情、不怜悯人、凶杀、偷盗、结党纷争等等。
And there are many items in the evilness among human relationships, including false witness or not being nice to people, proudness, and many other things, including also not obeying your parents, killing or stealing, and things like that.
Okay. 我们敬畏神呢，就是一定要远离这些得罪神、惹生愤怒的事情。
When we fear God, we should avoid all these things that would be displeasing to our Lord.
我们如今生活在一个弯曲被谬、日益败坏的世界。
We live in a crooked and evil world.
我们难免沾染世俗的污秽，我们自己也可能因为偶尔被过犯所胜而犯罪得罪神。
It's difficult for us not to be contaminated with the evilness of this world, and sometimes we will be overcome by sin.
那我们从约伯记的第一章可以看到，完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的约伯啊，他知道他儿女们的软弱。就打发人叫他们在宴落之后啊自洁啊，自己呢他也清早起来，在第一时间里面按照他们众人的数目献燔祭来赎他们可能犯的罪。
From the book of Job, we know that actually Job understands that his kids or his servants might sin against the Lord, and actually so he raised up.He rose every morning and offered burnt offering for the sins they might have committed against God.
这也是在提醒我们做神儿女的弟兄姐妹啊，我们可能常常沾染世俗的污秽，我们也可能经常犯罪得罪神。
So it reminded us, those who are children of God, that sometimes we might be contaminated by the evilness in this world, and we might do things.Which are sinful and might sin against him and be displeasing to him.
因此啊，我们要常常认罪悔改。天父啊，就以耶稣基督为赎罪祭，来使我们的罪得赦免，使我们重新被洁净，成为神所喜悦的儿女。
Therefore, we should confess and repent regularly, so that God, because of Jesus Christ, He would forgive us.And so that we could have a new life in Him.
我们要看的圣经里的第三个敬畏神的人物是大卫。
The third example who feared God is David.
圣经里面关于大卫的记载很多，我们今天只来看一看啊，他是如何对待迫害他的扫罗王的。
There are many records and stories about David in the Bible, but we would only look at one example, that is how he treated how he treated Saul, King Saul, who persecuted him.
扫罗是神让先知撒母耳高尼的啊，以色列人的第一个王。
Saul was the first king of Israel, anointed by Samuel, according to God.
是按照当时以色列百姓的心意所立的王。
In fact, he was anointed according to the will of the people of Israel.
因为扫罗王啊，他做事行事不合神的心意。神就废了他的王位。
Because Saul did not act according to the will of God, God is going to take away his kingship.
神让撒母耳另外高立了大卫王呢，来取代扫罗。
As a result, God asked Samuel to anoint David as the new king.
当大卫在扫罗的手下服侍的时候啊，百姓称赞大卫呢超过了扫罗。于是呢，扫罗就嫉妒大卫，然后想要杀大卫。
When David was working under Saul, people, the Israelites, praised David more than Saul. And as a result, out of jealousy, Saul was trying to kill him.
另外，也许扫罗啊已经听见了撒母耳高立大卫为王的这样的风声啊，自然是要灭了大卫，以绝后患。
And also maybe Saul had heard that Samuel had anointed David again, and to avoid future difficulties, he might try to kill him.
于是呢，大卫和少数跟随他的人呢，就开始了漫长的逃亡生涯。
As a result, David and a few of his men started their escape.
扫罗一旦知道大卫的消息，马上就带兵去追杀大卫。
And each time when Saul heard about the location of David, he would bring his troop to try to kill him.
在大卫逃亡、扫罗追杀的这个过程中啊，大卫有几次的机会可以杀死扫罗，但却没有下手。
In the ordeal there, in the escape and the runaway of David, actually there were quite a few times he had the opportunity to kill Saul, but he did not do that.
在撒母耳记上二章六节啊，这里大卫对跟随他的人解释说：“我主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。”
David explained to his followers why he did not kill Saul. This is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6. He said, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord."
大卫知道，如果神想要废掉扫罗王啊，自有他的办法。
David knew that if the Lord is going to take away the kingship of Saul, he would have his own method.
扫罗是神的受膏者，是神的仆人。任何加害扫罗的人啊，都是得罪神的。
Saul was anointed by the Lord, and he was working for the Lord. Anyone who harm against him is actually sinning against God.
尽管扫罗是不称职的王，是不忠心的仆人。
Even though Saul was an incompetent king and was not really a faithful servant.
但管教仆人是主人的事情啊。
But it is the responsibility of the master to discipline his servant.
而主人管教仆人用的这个工具啊，也未必是讨主的喜悦的。
Sometimes the tool that the master used to discipline his servant might not be pleasing to him as well.
在旧约圣经里面，我们可以看到啊，耶和华用来管教以色列人的这个列国啊，没有一个不是招惹神的愤怒，最后遭到毁灭的。
In the Old Testament, God used a lot of nearby countries to discipline Israel, but at the end, all these countries were destroyed out of the anger of God.
大卫不杀扫罗，并不是因为大卫豪气、大卫大度。而是因为他惧怕神，敬畏神。
The reason that David did not kill Saul when he had the opportunity was not really due to his heroic or his compassion, but rather that he is a man who fear God.
在后来，耶和华神啊，借着非利士人的手杀了扫罗的时候， 有一个不知好歹的少年人来报信给大卫，说是自己亲手杀了扫罗，希望能够邀功请赏。
At the end, Saul was killed by Philistines. But and at that time, there was a young man who came and talked to David and said that I was the one who killed Saul, hoping to get some reward.
不料就是在撒母耳记下一章十四节，大卫对他说：“你伸手杀害耶和华的受膏者，怎么不畏惧呢？”
So actually, this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 14. This is a reply of David. David asked him, "Why were you not afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?"
于是大卫下令杀了这位邀功请赏的少年人，以儆效尤。
And he asked his followers to kill this young man so that it could be set as an example for people in the future.
这些事情虽然距我们似乎很遥远，却是值得我们深刻思考、引以为戒的事情。
These things seem to happen long times ago. They are far away from us.
那我自己啊，从圣经里面记载的这些事件呢，得到一个教训，就是啊，在神所设立的教会里面呢，有牧者、有长老、有执事同工啊，他们都是神的仆人。
But these things teach us some lessons. For me.I would say that all the leaderships in the church, like pastors, elders, deacons, or co-workers, these were all set up by God.
他们当中有不忠心的人。
Maybe some of them are not that faithful.
也有忠心服侍的人啊，被人误解的。
But there are also faithful people who are misunderstood by people.
如果你对他们有意见，可以私下首先与他们沟通。
If you did not agree with them, you could try to communicate with them first.
如果沟通不畅，可以按照教会以马太福音十八章十五到十七节为根据的正常的程序呢，反映到教会。
If it does not succeed, then you could try to use biblical instructions like as those in the book of Matthew. Try to report to the church and talk to the leadership there.
如果呢，他们个人的答复或者是教会的处理的结果不能够使你满意
，If this is not also agreeable to you，
那就请你闭口不言，耐心等待，观看神的作为。
Then I would just ask you to be patient, leave this in your heart and see what God will do。
千万不要自以为意啊，就想尽办法来攻击这些仆人啊。
Don't try to attack God's servants out of your self-righteousness.
或者让他们自动的辞职，或者是让他们逼迫辞职。
And don't try to let them to resign out either voluntarily or involuntarily.
即使这个结果是对的啊，但作为工具来管教他们的人啊，自己并不讨神的喜悦。
Even though the outcome might be correct, but the tool that is used.To have the outcome may not be pleasing to God.
实际上，我们在前面也多次提到啊，我们不要成为神管教人的工具，因为工具啊，用掉以后就扔掉了。
In fact, a lot of times we said that we try not to be the tool of discipline for our Lord, because at the end, the tool will be abandoned.
在圣经里面。要看的第四个敬畏神的人物呢，就是哥尼流。
The fourth example from the Bible is Cornelius.
在《使徒行传》的十章一节这样说：在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 1, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devoted.
哥尼流同我们一样啊，不是犹太人，但是呢是敬畏神的人。
So, Cornelius, just like all of us, he is a Gentile and he's God-fearing, though.
因此呢，主专门差派这个使徒彼得到他家里去传讲福音，使他的全家和亲属密友啊都受洗归主。
So the Lord sent Peter to Cornelius' family so that he himself, his close family members and his close friends could accept Christ and be redeemed.
哥尼流敬畏神的一个重要的表现就是多多周济百姓。
One of the characteristics of Cornelius, as was written here, is that he gave generously to those in need.
这不是说啊，哥尼流因为做了周济百姓的好事，因此赚得了救恩。
It didn't mean that Cornelius was justified by his good work.
而是因为他信靠神、敬畏神啊，就得了周济人的恩赐。
But rather because he trusted the Lord, feared God, so that he was praised.
我们如今传福音的时候啊，常常强调因信称义啊，这本来是对的。
When we try to spread gospel, usually we would talk about justification by faith. This is correct.
但如果我们不强调与信心并行，并且成全信心的好行为啊，只会制造出一大批信心软弱的基督徒。
But if we didn't emphasize that, good.Behavior should be parallel to good faith, then we would only produce Christians with weak faith.
多多的周济百姓，也就是说慷慨大方的帮助有需要的人。
To be generous means that you could help people in need.
也不一定局限于在经济方面的帮助。
And it was not just confined to financially.
我们教会有一个好的传统啊，就是姐妹们啊，组织起来为生病的和坐月子的人呢送饭啊。
So there's a good tradition in this church. For example, sisters, they will organize themselves to provide meals for those who are sick or who are after giving birth to their baby.
这也是属于多多周济百姓的范畴。
And this is one example of helping others in need generously.
弟兄姐妹彼此相顾，帮忙搬家，帮忙做一些需要人手才能完成的事情呢，都是良好的传统。
So another good tradition is that brothers and sisters may help other people to move to a new place or to help taking care of some chores that we need, may need more than one pair of hands.
在北美生活的弟兄姐妹和在北美读书的弟兄姐妹和朋友们啊，大多很富足。很少需要他人在食物啊，在钱财上周济啊，但是呢，有不少需要人帮忙的事情。
For most of us in U.S., we are usually abundant materialistically. So, but on the other hand, sometimes people might need our help in other stuff.
盼望弟兄姐妹呢，不要单顾自己的事情，也要顾别人的事情。
I hope that we.Take care of not just our own things, but also other people's things.
有一颗慷慨大方的心，随时准备在别人需要的时候呢提供帮助。
That we may have a wide, generous heart to offer help for people in need.
我们今天从圣经里的四位敬畏神的人物的身上看到了四个特质。
So from the four examples in the Bible, we can see four characteristics of fear God.
第一，就是在神需要的时候，毫无保留地把自己的一切奉献给神。
The first thing is that when God needs us, we can offer to God without reservation.
第二，就是要洁净自己，远离恶事。
The second is to cleanse ourselves and shun evil.
第三，就是要谨守自己的本分，不要伤害主的仆人。
The third is to stick to our own responsibility.And do not harm God's servants.
第四，就是要慷慨大方地帮助需要的人。
The fourth is to be generous and help people in need.
盼望弟兄姐妹能够学习他们的榜样，成为真正敬畏神的人。
Hope that brothers and sisters could all learn from the examples and be a true faithful servant.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
你创造万有，铺张穹苍，是一切的主宰。
You have created heaven and earth and everything. You are in charge of everything.
当受极大的赞美，当受敬畏。
You are worthy of our praise, and we should fear you.
然而，世上的罪人都狭了心眼，在你的震怒之下，仍然没有惧怕，不知道要敬畏你。
But people in this world are blinded in their heart. They do not know that they should fear you.
我们这些已经靠主耶稣得到救赎的基督徒，也常常只顾享受你所赐的恩惠，却缺少对你的敬畏。
And even for those of us, for us who are redeemed by you, we are usually only trying to take care of our own business.
求你宽恕怜悯我们，帮助我们成为真正敬畏神的人。
But do not we to help people in need or take care of the things that you want us to do, and may you help us to be a true faithful person.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.